With this special edition of Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. At the WSJ DLive Tech Conference in Laguna Beach, California, Instagram's co-founder weighed in on how social media has evolved and commented on his platform being used by the gunman in the Thousand Oaks shooting. Plus, Brex's CEO talks about how billboard advertising has benefited the company more than social media ads. And finally, actor and comedian Kevin Hart really livens up the proceedings. First, Kevin Systrom talks about how and why social media has changed so much over roughly the past decade since he co-founded Instagram. He spoke with Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief Matt Murray.
When you founded Instagram, and even when you at the time that you sold to the company, it was a different moment in tech, wasn't it? It was a little bit more utopian. It was a little bit more of an excited moment. People were feeling the energy.
Yeah.
It's a much different time. Why has it changed so much? What's happened?
The total addressable market for social media hasn't really changed all that much in the last, let's call it 8 years, just the life of Instagram. What has changed is the penetration of that market. How many people are on these services, how widespread they are. And it turns out you get to this critical mass where all of a sudden, you know, like Instagram doesn't have 10 million users, it has a billion. And then other social media companies have grown up too, and they've gotten to maybe a couple billion or more. And all of a sudden, your reach is so tremendous that like it's almost like the laws of physics no longer apply, and you have to start thinking about, okay, now that we're at this scale, what are the implications? And you start seeing things like Cambridge Analytica or Russian meddling in the elections across all platforms, not just Facebook, across all platforms. And you start to realize, everyone of us, whether you're in media or running a company, how important it's going to be for the future of the world that we police these things well, that we take it very seriously, and put real resources against solving the problems now that you're at the scale.
So, tough question. The shooter in Thousand Oaks last week was Instagramming as he was shooting people. He would shoot and post. The story's been out. I'm sure you've seen them. What do you think when you read a story like that?
Well, it's heartbreaking to think anyone would do what he did, regardless of the social media aspect. We have a problem in the United States and the world that we have not addressed with guns, and we're not solving it actively. And that's what I think about. The social media aspect, It bothers me to no end to think that any of these companies were involved. But I think it just underscores what a problem we have and how we have to go fix it with the utmost urgency, not on social media. Of course, we have to work on that. But in the world and in the U.S. specifically, because we have this amazing country with amazing people, an amazing educational system, an amazing political system, even though a lot of people here might disagree with that. We can fix this, but it needs action. That's what I think about.
That's Instagram co-founder Kevin Systrom. Next, Brex CEO Enrique Dubugras talks about how much more billboards have driven ad sales for his startup than social media. Particularly helpful has been a street billboard advertising Brex as the first corporate card for startups. Dubugras spoke at DLive with Wall Street Journal technology reporter Rolf Winkler.
An investor I was speaking to said that was the best investment he'd ever seen in a billboard because that helped you get your $1.1 billion valuation. What do you think?
Well, honestly, I think it was the best investment because it got us a lot of customers. I think that the fact that people can easily measure ROI is being overpriced. And I think that we basically started asking customers, how do you hear about Brex? And a big percentage of them said billboards, so our actual cost of acquisition of this was very low because it's very cheap to get these billboards. Like, people don't realize how cheap it is to get billboards today.
Yeah, and they're all over bus stops and everything. It's much better than billboards are cheaper than, where would you normally go, Facebook or
Google? We spend hundreds of thousands Facebook or Google. We didn't even get a tenth of the customers we got because of the billboards.
No kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that, you think?
Well, I don't know why it is for other people. For us, it's because we're serving startups and our messaging and marketing is so geared towards startups. We basically, in a lot of startups are in San Francisco and the Bay Area, we basically got a lot of people see us from our target market, right?
Okay.
And I think that because I think like a lot of founders and engineers, you know, like including myself, and we're all obsessed about having this mentality where you put a dollar and you get $3 out of it, you know, like the beautiful kind of investment ROI thing. We go where places are easier to measure. And we like to do small experiments. Mm-hmm. The thing is with the billboards is the kind of thing that you just have to do it all at once. We just got entire San Francisco, as many as we could, and it costs like really little. I think we paid like $300,000 for 3 months of billboards.
How are you going to start running these all over the country?
You've got
a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, I think like all over the startup hubs, honestly. So all the places there's a lot of startups, you're probably going to see a few Brex billboards.
That's Brex CEO Enrique Dubugras. When we come back, we'll ride along with actor and comedian Kevin Hart, who talks about comedy and politics and being trolled by The Rock. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is brought to you by Harvard Business School Executive Education. Is your family office positioned for growth and success? Gain best practices in family wealth management at the new program, Building a Legacy, Family Office Wealth Management. Learn more at hbs.me/legacy.
Kevin Hart has been cracking up audiences on stage and on screen. At the WSJ DLive Tech Conference, he discussed the topic of how far is too far when it comes to political correctness in comedy and his social media relationship with The Rock. Hart spoke with The Wall Street Journal's Jason Gay.
There's this conversation that's happening in comedy about what's acceptable, what's not in comedy. What are the things you can say and what are the things you cannot say? And we all know that a great many of the comedians we've loved growing up were people who cross lines. Mm-hmm. Is it possible for a comedian to be a comedian and sort of watch what they say? Is that, you know, is it creating a gray area?
I don't think it's creating a gray area. I think you have to respect the times that we're living in.
Yeah.
You can say things. There's a way to say things. That's what I should say. There's a way to say things. You can get your point across, and you can get your point across by being respectful. You can still get your joke out. You can just be respectful while doing it. Ultimately, in today's world, there is a high level of sensitivity, and the people have a right to feel sensitive towards the things that they feel sensitive about. Slurs, slander, you know, talking about race, digging into certain things, I get and I understand the other side. So it's my job, in my position, to show that I respect that. And if I do talk about something, make sure I talk about it in the most respectful manner, so that I'm not raising the eyebrows of some.
Yeah.
If I choose to go the other route, then that means that I'm putting myself in a position to get the backlash that comes with it.
Right.
If I want the backlash, then that's what I'm okay with getting.
Yeah.
If I don't, then I need to be smart about my craft and my job and be respectful while doing it. That's the choice that I make personally. That's the role that I take. Other comics aren't the same, and they shouldn't be, you know. People choose to do comedy for the simple fact that they feel like this is a different level of entertainment. We can say what we want, be what we want, because at the end of the day, we get to say it's a joke. And sometimes that flies,
yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't. I don't toe those lines because I play both sides. I'm a businessman as well as a comedian. And within the business world, I have to understand the impact that my comedy profession can have on my business profession. So I'm always making sure that I'm conscious of the things that are going on and I'm aware. I'm never going to not be aware. I'm never going to not be respectful. I'm always going to make sure I position myself in a way that's not damaging to myself or my brand, because I have so many people that are now invested into me and into my brand. So my failure because of lack of judgment and ignorance ultimately causes the demise of a company that's invested in now and believes in me.
One of my favorite things is watching you and The Rock do your
the Instagram
on social media. Yeah. So my question is, based on the massive brand that you have and the massive brand that he has and the many millions of followers, how much of that is planned? Like, does he give you a heads up that he's going to superimpose your face on his baby? Like, you know, you guys plan any of that stuff?
You know, I wish he did, because he's been killing me with that one lately. His whole thing with me being his baby has really been funny. That's a really good one. No, there's no heads up. It's a genuine friendship, and the knowledge of just knowing how to work our social media it plays a heavy part. So the more that you can do it when the other person doesn't know or doesn't expect it, the better. The comments back and forth, it's just, you know, it's ways to just keep our relationship public and keep it intact and have fun. But I think that it's refreshing for people to see because it's genuine. It's, once again, it's a friendship. So that's us just being silly and going back and forth with banter and giving each other whenever we can.
What's he like in real life? He's a jerk, right?
He's a jackass. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, if you guys, I don't know if you guys have ever met him in person, but he's not a nice guy. So, you know, not trying to damage his brand at all, but I'm a much better guy than he is. And I'm really sick of carrying him in these films, to be honest with you.
That's actor and comedian Kevin Hart. You can catch more of the DLive Tech Conference at WSJ.com. And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.